Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Kent Backus of NCBA. This time we're talking trade with Japan in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 16th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network's channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. Central Time, the start time, 16,000 head to be offered on May 16th, including 6,500 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, and about 3,300 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
It's at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, another OSU grazing grain and golden grain wheat variety. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and it combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. Double Stop CL Plus offers a competitive canopy, is acid soil tolerant, and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus has been affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Lots of frustration on the part of U.S. agriculture on multiple fronts right now, including for the cattle industry, especially Japan. Trade guru for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office, Kent Backus, says it's high time we get something done in our dealings with the Japanese to catch up with those countries that stayed in TPP now have over us.
You know, when it comes to the Japanese market, that's our most important export market. It's a $2 billion market for us, 25% of our annual beef sales into one market. It's huge. We still face a 38.5% tariff there. That's why that Japan bilateral is a priority for us. Yes, China is kind of sucking the air out of the room. We're trying to move forward with the USMCA or NAFTA 2.0, trying to get that through Congress. But Japan is waiting right there, and those negotiations have started. We've already made a lot of headway, in my view, by having the TPP negotiations. I don't think we're just going to see a cut-and-paste approach. I think there's still going to be further negotiations that have to happen. But the important thing is that the United States and Japan are both coming to the table. They're both willing to have those hard conversations, and they both want increased access to each other's markets. For the beef industry, this is a big opportunity. But if we don't move soon, then it's going to be hard for us to remain competitive in that market. Right now, we face about a 12% tariff disadvantage to the Australians, New Zealand, Canada, Chile, a bunch of other markets that have that preferential treatment. At the same time, Europe has a bilateral trade agreement with the Japanese, which gives them a big leg up on pork. Europe's a major pork exporter. Why would the beef guys care about that? Well, when U.S. pork is not successful in these other markets, those exports are displaced. That hits us. So it's an indirect impact.
Of course, part of the trick here is to try to walk that line of keeping it where there doesn't have to be necessarily congressional ratification.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know how they're going to do that, to be honest with you, because there will be some changes that have to take place, especially when tariffs are involved. But I think there are a lot of conversations they can have to expedite the process. I think that's really the approach they're looking at. You know, trade agreements are really difficult to pass in Congress because you need enough support to get it through, and trade is always an easy target to attack politically. It's either too much or not enough. What we need is the best deal possible, and what we need is the best deal that will benefit our producers in the long term. Unless we address this 38.5% tariff, it's going to be very, very difficult for us to compete with so many other producers and major exporters who are fighting for those Japanese consumers. Obviously, U.S. beef is a better product than a lot of our competitors produce, but price matters. And price matters to Japanese consumers just like it matters to American consumers. And if we want to keep cattle prices strong, beef prices strong, and really capitalize on the growth for beef demand in Asia, we got to start with Japan, and then we got to move to a lot of other markets because we're not the only people competing for these consumers.
I guess we can see the example of when we've got tariffs on a more of a level playing field, the South Korean market is just, it's incredible.
Now, we're on fire in South Korea right now. That was a $1.75 billion market for us. A lot of that has to do with the fact that we have had a tremendous competitive advantage on the tariff front. We have about an 8% tariff rate advantage over the Australians. And because of that, we've essentially taken all their market share. We are pushing them out of the market, especially in the higher value portions of that market. It's a tremendous success story. I think where people need to be careful is they need to really understand trade agreements don't guarantee success. it's hard to predict and to quantify what a long-term market will look like under a trade agreement. We have pretty good estimates, but what trade agreements do, realistically, is they get the government out of the way. They get these tariffs out of the way. They get these politically motivated, non-science-based barriers out of the way. And they let U.S. beef producers compete for consumers in those markets, and they want our product.
NCBA's Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.